This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The Hong Kong Airport Authority said Wednesday that a judge granted an interim order to limit anti-government protests that crippled one of the world's busiest air hubs for 2 days. The order will limit demonstrations to designated areas. Flights are arriving and departing Hong Kong's international airport Wednesday after clashes between protesters and riot police shut down operations Monday and Tuesday. Demonstrations started 10 weeks ago over proposed legislation that would allow people to be extradited to mainland China for trial. That protest grew into calls for the pro-Beijing city leader Carrie Lam to step down. Lam has suspended the legislation but says she will not resign. The unrest in Hong Kong has gotten the attention of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, who is calling for an investigation into what she says is the use of banned tactics by Hong Kong police to quell the anti-government demonstrations. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the High Commissioner's office in Geneva.
UN Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet is voicing concern about the escalating violence in Hong Kong and worries about it spiraling out of control. She is urging protesters to express their grievances peacefully and not to resort to violence or the destruction of property. Bachelet, however, is urging Hong Kong authorities to refrain from hard-nosed tactics. Her spokesman, Rupert Colville, says the High Commissioner is alarmed by the methods used by the security forces that are both dangerous and forbidden.
OHHR has reviewed credible evidence of law enforcement officials employing less lethal weapons in ways that are prohibited by international norms and standards.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The Trump administration announced a new policy that would impede